Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, that is us, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Number, if you want to jump in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Johnny Lupinacci, another week, taking a break and bringing it in, teaching all those students, you know. It's tough teaching and learning online. We've been talking about that. So
we all need time every now and again.
Every so often. So it's just like, you know what? We'll cut his pay, but hopefully he'll be back soon, Johnny Lupinacci. We wish you well, and we hope you are back soon. Facebook Live, sorry right now, but something's going on with Facebook, and so we are not on Facebook Live. That's okay. I get to watch myself, though, on my Zoom meeting with me. So, anyway. Busted Pencils, though. 844-967-2789. So much going on in education, learning loss. But, you know, I decided today, let's take a turn. Now, it's going to be some terrain we've covered, but leave it to a politician. Love these people, particularly the white men that typically like to step up and say stupid things, particularly when it comes to dealing with either education and or American history and or both. And we got a wonderful example of maybe we'll make the argument for why we should be changing the curriculum. But if anybody had the wonderful opportunity to check out CNN, guest host. Now, he didn't do this on CNN. He did this speaking to the Young America's Foundation. Rick Santorum, senator from my home state, Pennsylvania. And Evan, I have to tell you, here's the other. He actually grew up in the town that I grew up in.
Do you guys claim the heritage? Is there like a sign the city limit? Is there a big road sign?
A lot of people are not real.
Home of the Santorum.
No, there's not. There's no like. There's no home of. You know, it's. But it's, and we didn't know each other growing up, and which is I'm okay with.
You're
because
off the hook.
I'm off the hook. Thank goodness. But yeah, past senator of Pennsylvania Rick Santorum, commentator on CNN, and prolific historian. In fact, Evan, let's give the listeners a little touch of Rick Santorum's history.
This is some epic stuff.
This is great.
We came here and created a blank slate. We birthed a nation from nothing. I mean, there was nothing here. I mean, yes, we have Native Americans, but candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
What we birthed a nation.
It was completely devoid of life.
It was a blank slate, right? Do you have more of that, or is that just,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, well, the good stopped there, and then well, okay, there were Native Americans, but look, that's not a culture. It was maybe 500 different cultures, but it was not a culture, and there, you know, it's not here now. So blank slate got here, no Native American culture that's in American culture today. So therefore, then, what happens next?
It was born of the people who came here pursuing religious liberty to practice their faith.
I think he's knowing he made a mistake.
To live as they ought to live. I don't know of any other country in the world that was settled
in the space between
predominantly by people who were coming to practice their faith.
Predominantly.
They
Stop
came
right
here
there, though.
Because
this is, here we go. So the entire nation, according to the past Senator Santorum, was founded by religious zealots that weren't able to be zealots over in Europe. And so they left the oppressive stranglehold on religion that they were being forced into and all settled all of America. Okay? So, again, yeah, okay, fine. So one group settled 13, and they were all just religious zealots pursuing religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, good. So fifth grade history, Rick, you were not in my class, but it shows. Let's keep going.
It's tracking so far.
Yeah, he's doing great.
They came here because they were not allowed to practice their particular faith in their own country. And so they came here mostly from Europe, and they set up a country that was based on Judeo-Christian principles. When I say Judeo-Christian, the Mosaic laws, Ten Commandments, and the teachings of Jesus Christ, the morals and teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what our founding documents are based upon.
And there it is in less than 2 minutes.
There's more, too. There's like another 30 seconds of this.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. So, we'll get some more. But so, almost your full American history. So, even now, up to our documents. So, blank slate. Okay. Nothing here. Europeans trampled by people who don't like religion. Leave. Get here. Set up an entire country. Write documents based on Mosaic. I love that Mosaic. I'm like, Mosaic? Wait, I did. That's like an art project or something. But no, Mosaic, Judeo-Christian. In fact, Jesus Christ, nonetheless, either. Founding documents are written under those guidelines, okay? And wow. So we got to I got to hear him finish.
Oh, we're on the edge of our seats.
It's in our DNA. You know, if you think of other countries like Italy and Greece and China and Turkey and places like that, they've all sort of changed over time. I mean, they've been there for millennia in many cases. And their culture has sort of evolved over time. But not us. Religious liberty. Those are the two bulwarks of America, faith and freedom. You hear it all the time now, faith and freedom, faith and freedom. But it is what makes America unique in the world.
There it is. It's what makes us unique in the world. Because those other countries, and as he says, that have, well, not centuries, but he did, you know, millennia, their culture has evolved. Not here.
Nope.
Not here in America. No evolution going on here of any type of cultural reawakening. I mean, the one group of people who settled this entire country came here on Judeo-Mosaic Jesus Christ laws. I wasn't using that in a vain type of thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, using that and then founded the country. Blank, you know, birthed a country, which then, and I like the birth because it comes back to remind us it's in our DNA.
He got shredded for this, man. Oh, my goodness.
Well, but I don't know that he, well, yes, he should
have. By people like us.
Yeah, but what I'm going to point out, though, is that I don't know that anybody should be surprised.
Sure.
That this is the story. I put the headline to put the show out there that, you know, critical race theory, which we're going to get into. But my sense here, and I put this as the tagline, is that I think Rick Santorum misunderstands critical race theory because I think he's taking it literally. He's like thinking, wait, I'm going to be woke and I'm going to use critical race theory and I'm going to criticize an entire race, group, culture of people, sure. Native Americans. So I'm like a woke senator on CNN because I'm hip with the critical race theory because look at me dropping some criticism on the Native American
on
culture.
A race.
Right. I mean, look, check it out. Right. I mean, who I am woke, man. Anybody else out there, 844-967-2789, who's got the Rick Santorum genetic structure of freedom and liberty, religious freedom, liberty. What did he run on there? Freedom and liberty. All right.
That's what truly makes us America.
Wow. In our DNA. So think about that. There it is, American history, literally. I mean, if you the whole segment really is, it's like less than 2 minutes. And he manages to, in 2 minutes, insult an entire, when he says, well, there's no culture. I'm like, well, yeah, okay, maybe you're right there, because if you really knew anything, there's like really distinct Native American cultures.
He clearly does not listen to Devil's Radio, because we spent an entire hour.
A whole hour Native Roots right before this. Right?
Native Roots, yeah, from Minnesota. Right. Excellent, excellent show.
Okay, that's a culture, right? So there we go. It's amazing to me to find that this is a senator. However, it's not amazing to me. I see we got Mark from the Prairie du Sac. Mark, you learned your American history, right?
Yeah, I did. And Rick Santorum seems to forget the treatment of people that religiously dissented in this country. In the early colonies, I mean, that in New England, there was, I've read reports of people that were like, I don't know if they're Quakers or other type of religious dissenters, they were whipped out of the colony. And if they kept coming back to preach, I mean, some of them were actually whipped and then hung because they preached a different religious doctrine, you know, that didn't quite prescribe to the Puritans or whatever, you know, the ruling colony thought. I mean, Catholicism was illegal in a lot of the colonies. I mean, Christmas was illegal in New England until after 1800, officially illegal, because it was, you know, not in the Bible, so they, you know, the Puritans didn't accept it. I mean, and to set aside, you know, I went through and kind of browsed through my copy of the Federalist Papers, and I don't see one reference to Moses or to Mosaic Law or to Deuteronomy or to Leviticus or Exodus.
But, Mark, you have not read Newt Gingrich's work, where he very much shows you the evidence of the biblical ties to America's most precious monuments.
Got him.
Right? I got you, Mark, didn't I?
Hey, I wouldn't trust Newt Gingrich to carry a load of manure.
Okay.
I mean, sir, Newt Gingrich got ousted from the Congress because he was, you know, playing fun and games, getting Rupert Murdoch a pass on easier path to citizenship in this country, which Republicans, you know, that they, you know, that oppose any kind of, you know, path to citizenship for people that, you know, try to take shortcuts. Well, you know, Rupert Murdoch should be, his citizenship should be yanked because he got extra help getting citizenship.
Yeah, but Mark, before you go, I'm going to give you a second. Because we haven't even got into the most incredibly offensive no Native American culture, but you bring up a point that I want to come back on is that this whole kind of singular religious liberty seeking settlement of this country. And as you point out, even just within the New England colonies, the amount of religious deviation, variety, flavor, and oppression back and forth across those religions already rips apart Rick Santorum's singular seeking for religious freedom. Mark, I'll give you 30 seconds.
Yeah, and also the recognition of by the founders of the Iroquois Confederacy and some of the stuff they took from them. I mean, the founders took stuff from Athens and Rome. I mean, from Greece and Rome more than they took from the Bible, and common law, which was established in England prior to Christianity coming to England. I mean, the basis is of common law. So.
Well, Mark, I really thank you so much for calling. We're going to move on. Call us back again. It's Busted Pencils, 844-967-2789. If you got a history lesson for Senator Rick Santorum, give us a call after the break.
What if you knew it all along? What if I figured out that I did not belong? And what if it always bothered me? What if I never did believe? Would it be wrong if I decided I should leave?